just take a couple deep breaths. This is scientifically proven to do something. What would it be scientifically proven to do? Like the deep breath. Like you're breathing in through your nose, I guess, and then you hold, and then you breathe out through your mouth. It's scientifically proven for something. What does it do? What do you think? You inhale and then you hold it.
Yeah, they call it box breathing, right? So in for four, hold for four, out for four, hold for four.
My son told me it was scientifically proven.
It's got to release something. Yeah. It's either got to stop something or release something. Yeah. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
That's... it's one of those two things.
And it's scientifically proven to do it. How about a Good Times Rambler progress report?
Is this a new segment? I'm all for it.
Earlier this year, we designed a tangible item to be distributed at an art show in Ipso Gallery at Fresh Produce. We named it Good Times Rambler.
You've got one.
Yeah, I'm certain you have yours, and yeah, you've been doing a lot of rambling since then, and I thought, why not do a progress report during this week's computer radio program?
Okay.
And I thought we could get into your Good Times Rambler and see where you're at on some of the rambles.
Well, now here's the thing. Mine's at the office. I don't have it with me. I was unaware that we were doing this.
Yeah. Have you seen my hole punch?
I haven't seen it. Now, Badger was rooting around in here before we started. It's possible he took it.
In the materials, like if you're going through the materials that you need for the Good Times Rambler, you got to have the Rambler itself, which we have one.
Yep.
And then you got to have a hole punch.
Well, you also have to have a can-do attitude.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not seeing a hole punch in the studio. Welcome to our computer radio program, the Differentiated Business Podcast with Michael J. Hart IV and Theodore J. Heron I. So the Good Times Rambler, it offers 42 unique punch readers to inspire adventure and delight. In the front inside cover, it says directions. After completing an adventure, punch the designated area using a properly sized hole punch. If punch reader instructions are unclear, use intuition. User creativity may be required. Community hole punchers can be found in the Fresh Produce office. Hole punchers are available in both standard and long reach sizes. Okay, so we're just going to go through the Good Times Rambler, and you're going to tell me how you're doing.
Yep. I might be doing good on some, I might be doing bad on some, but it's okay.
Here's one in the community section. Handwritten letters.
Can I ask one clarifying question?
Yep.
I write a lot of like thank you cards.
Yeah.
Would those count?
Well, I mean, we write as a crew. Each write 5 thank you cards. We call them high fives every month.
Yeah, but I've even written some outside of that. But they're still in like cards, like thank you cards. But that would count as a letter, right?
Yeah, I mean, like it said on the instructions, it said user creativity may be required. So what do you think?
I'm crushing it. I'm crushing it on writing letters.
Well, give me a ballpark. How many you suppose?
How many? Within the last 30 days, I'm at, I know of 9 for sure.
How about Hotshot at Electric Rainbow Punch Reader?
I haven't been to the arcade in some time, so I've failed. How about you on that one? I bet you're doing okay.
Have you hit above or below 130.5?
On
yeah, Hotshot at Electric Rainbow.
Well, no, but I haven't been to Electric Rainbow, so I'm below.
Yeah, so where are you at on the punch reader then?
I'm a zero.
So there's no punches on this card?
No punches. I haven't been there.
Trees planted, punch reader. Trees planted.
I'm a zero right now.
How about Solid Comeback Punch Reader? So this is in the community section, and it's like what you would consider a solid comeback.
Solid comeback.
And I would like a specific example for this one. How many punches on this one? Solid Comeback Punch Reader.
Since we handed this out, boy, I can't think of a good one. I'm sure there are.
Don't you think your comeback when I said the advice from our friend Gaynor Johnson that you're not supposed to wait until you're 74 to launch a sidewalk art chalk festival?
Yeah.
And your comeback was stop talking, start chalking.
Yeah, okay. See, I was thinking more of like a sports, like, hotshot comeback where you're like, you're at a deficit and then you got to come back and like win with the score.
Oh, I think this is more like a solid.
Oh, like a comeback. Oh, I'm crushing that card.
Like when you're playing a hotshot, are you trash talking?
Yeah, I'm definitely trying to get in my opponent's head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the active category, miles hiked punch reader.
Miles hiked.
Yeah.
I can't count walking in the neighborhood. That doesn't feel like a hike.
And it's up to you. I didn't say that. And the punch reader didn't say that. It's up to you. It says, right in the instructions, user creativity may be required.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So if you wanted to count your neighborhood miles, you could.
Yeah, probably not a ton, though. But I bet I'm probably only in like the 3 to 5 right now.
A hole in one, like on a golf course, hole in one?
Absolutely not.
How about paper airplane tosser? This is under the active category.
I haven't since the Rambler. Boy, I don't even remember the last time I folded and threw a paper airplane. So I'm going to say no on that one.
How about a rock skipper?
Trying to remember if at the lake this year I skipped any rocks. I don't think I did this year. Now, I've had some great skips in the past, like some really good ones, but this year, no.
Do you trash talk when you're skipping rocks?
No.
Do you get in the zone?
You can definitely get in the skipping zone, yeah. You definitely can. Part of it is getting in the zone means you can eyeball and pick out the skippers. It's much about finding a good skipper as it is about throwing a good skipper.
See, this is insight. This is good insight.
Yeah. That's how you get a good skip. You find the right skipper. But you got to be in the zone for that.
It's like that old Abraham Lincoln saying, if I had 2 hours to skip a rock, I'd spend the first hour and 55 minutes searching for the right skipper.
Yep.
And then I guess the last 5 minutes.
You're skipping.
I'm skipping.
Yep. One great skip.
It's like that old Abraham Lincoln saying.
Yep.
If I had but 2 hours to skip a rock, I'd spend 1 hour and 59 minutes
searching for the right skipper.
For the right skipper.
Yep.
How about the skee ball punch reader?
Haven't played skee ball in a long, long time.
Hmm. Yeah. That's interesting. How about a new board game?
Have I played a new board game?
Yep.
Have I played a new board game since this came out, though? I haven't, but within the last year, I've actually played quite a few. Okay. I'm going to say, let me think for a minute. I bet I've tried at least 5 new board games.
And then lastly, I wanted to ask you the I Am Barely Breathing by Duncan Cheek punch reader.
I haven't heard the song. You and I, one of us has probably tried to sing the song. So I'm going to count that as a yes.
What is it about that song?
What do you mean, what is it about that song?
Yeah, that's the question. What is it about I Am Barely Breathing by Duncan Cheek?
Well, you know what? At least he kept breathing.
Yeah.
Persistence.
Resilience.
Resilience and persistence.
I like that. That's important.
Might be barely, but at least you're still doing it.
Well, and are you using some sort of a breathing technique?
Yeah. Just like we started this show with.
Because it's scientifically proven. It's
box breathing. 4 in, hold for 4, 4 out, hold for 4.
Is I Am Barely Breathing by Duncan Cheek scientifically proven?
It makes you happier.